Hello everyone, and welcome to Qatar Islamic Insurance Company conference call. Please note that this call is being recorded. I'd now like to hand the call over to Fabian for opening remarks.
Thank you, Ellie. Good afternoon to you all, and thank you for joining us today for the Qatar Islamic Insurance Company 4Q and FY 2025 earnings conference call. On the call today from Qatar Insurance, we have Yasa Al-Amli, the Group CFO, Muhammad Ashraf, Director Risk Management, Walid Abu Arjan, Investor Relations Officer. And as usual, we have first the management team give an overview of the performance of the year and the quarter, and then immediately after that, we have a Q&A session. Let me turn over the call to Walid to begin the call. Over to you, sir. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Board of Directors and the Management of Qatar Islamic Insurance Group, I welcome you all to the Investors Conference for 31st December 2025. I am Walid Abu Arjan, the Investors Relations Officer at Qatar Islamic Insurance Group, and I will give you a snapshot of the financial result of QIIJ as at 31st December 2025. Mr. Yasser Al-Amli, Group CFO, and Mr. Muhammad Ashraf, Director of Risk Management, are also joining us here. During the period, the group recognized the careful contribution of Qatar Riyal 473 million compared to Qatar Riyal 562 million during the same period in 2024. The policyholders' fund generated net surplus of Qatar Riyal 23 million in the year 2025 compared to the deficit of Qatar Riyal 76 million for year 2024, thereby increasing the retained policyholder surplus to Qatar Riyal 73 million as at 31st December 2025 from Qatar Riyal 55 million as at end of the year 2024. The shareholders' funds total revenue grew by 6% year over year to reach Qatar Riyal 212 million compared to Qatar Riyal 200 million in year 2024. The shareholders' fund net income increased from Qatar Riyal 128 million in year 2024 by 19% to Qatar Riyal 153 million in year 2025. This translates into an increased basic earning per share of Qatar Riyal 1.02 for year 2025 compared to Qatar Riyal 0.86 for year 2024. On balance sheet side, as at 31st December 2025, the policyholders' equity stood at Qatar Riyal 93 million in comparison to Qatar Riyal 72 million as at 31st December 2024. While the shareholders' equity stood at Qatar Riyal 609 million compared to Qatar Riyal 535 million as at 31st December 2024. The combined total assets of policyholders fund and shareholder fund stood at Qatar Riyal 1.258 billion as at 31st December 2025. You can download the consolidated financial statement as at 31st December 2025 as well as the investor presentation from Investor Relations section of our website www.qiic.com.qa. I thank you all for your kind attention, and now we are ready to answer any question or request. Thank you very much.
We're opening the floor for question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. That's star followed by one on your telephone keypad. We will pause for a brief moment to wait for the questions to come in. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. Looks like we don't have any pending questions. I'd now like to hand the call back to Fabian for final remarks.
Thank you, Eli. It's Fabian here again. If we do not have questions on the line today, it brings us to the end of the call. But should you wish to ask questions at a future date, feel free to reach out to the management team directly or to QNB Financial Services. In any case, it brings us to the end of the call today. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. See you.
Ending today's call, you may now disconnect.